Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Have you had any challenges over the last, 8 years with tenants?
So when I first bought my property, I did inherit two tenants, and, I gave them a year, and it just didn't work out. Unfortunately, I was able to get them out through eviction. It was a process. Fortunately, it probably took me 3 to 4 months. But then after that, I was kind of focusing more so on guaranteed income, through Housing Authority. And so that really put me in a position where I have some tenants, they may only pay me $25 out of thousands of dollars. So if in the event they don't pay me $25, it's not a big hit. I'm not mm-hmm. losing sleep off of it. But it definitely can be a challenge. But DC also, are you familiar with TOPA?
No, what is that?
So TOPA is a Tenants Opportunity to Purchase Act. And so tenants have first right of refusal. What that means, if you're selling a property, right? So if I have a 4-unit building and I'm selling my 4-unit building, I have to give my tenants an opportunity to purchase my 4-unit because they live in it. And here's the catch though, they may not be qualified, mm-hmm. but if you don't have a good relationship with your tenant, they may just decide to inquire and say, yeah, I do want to purchase it. So if I come to them with a sales contract, they are able to match whatever the terms are. Mm-hmm. And then they can essentially delay the closing 30 to 60 days because per, the bylaws, they have the opportunity to show financing for 30 days. And then the other thing is they have the ability to assign their rights. So you have people in DC that are going to tenants and saying, hey, I'll give you $500 if I could take over your TOPA. And so these tenants will sign over their TOPA rights, and these people, they have no interest in buying the property, but they'll ask for $10,000 or $20,000 from whoever's buying it or the seller to be able to take back those rights in order for the deal to go through. So it's very vicious in DC. People are making money. It's a whole business where people are taking rights from getting their tenants or renters' rights assigned to them and then just making money off of their TOPA.
I cannot believe they allow that nonsense, man. Yeah. That's insane. There's so much corruption and unethical things that opens the door to. I'm speechless. Wow.
It can be a deal breaker. So as an agent, when I see these properties, if we get something under contract and, it has tenants in there, I let my clients know this could be a challenge, especially if the landlord.
The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Or doesn't have a good relationship with those tenants, mm-hmm. it could be difficult. But fortunately, I understand how to go about it. And so, we've been able to, kind of get over those hurdles. But I mean, I've been in situations where, the other agent didn't handle it the right way. Mm-hmm. And, somebody got to that tenant right before we did. And so, I've seen where sellers have had to pay these people $20,000 just to get the rights back. And, it could be a deal breaker.
Wow. Well, keep that in mind, y'all. If you're looking into buying something in DC or get into real estate market or any market, just make sure you understand the law, the lay of the land, how to operate within it before going forward. But thanks for that insight. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Real estate is a vicious game, man.
Yeah, man. So, man, before we wrap, what does the future look like? What are you looking to do in 2024 and beyond?
Well, you already know we got Block Shoppers. Yes, so Block Shoppers, we're buying back the block, you know. So we did our first event last year, and we're definitely going to bring you back. Sammy blessed us. Shout out to Henry Washington, MG the Mortgage Guy, Lindsey Smith. We had a lot of great speakers. So we're going to do another event. We're doing a lot of things. As a former athlete, we have a NIL program where we're teaching young athletes how they can use the income that they're getting from their image and likeness and investing it in real estate. So it's the NIL and wealth program that we officially launched. So, you know, we're doing a lot of things, just trying to continue to educate our community, help people understand how they can acquire real estate and sustain it and scale. So, you know, we're doing a lot of stuff, and I'm excited. It's going to be a great year.
Love it, man. Love it. And let the people know where they can reach you, your socials and all that, and keep in touch with you.
Absolutely. So my Instagram handle, realestate_Randy_DMV, as well as official_BlockShoppers. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Randy Lewis. Website is weareblockshoppers.com.
Definitely. And man, it's crazy. Like, this episode shows the power of networking, man. Like, you and I met at Black Real Estate Week in New Orleans last April, and then I came to your event in D.C. last July. We've been in contact ever since, and here we are right here. So, I mean, I encourage people, go out to conferences. You know, you never know who you'll meet. You can't just stay inside all day. You know, get out there, meet people, and, you know, you never know what can happen. So, you know, I appreciate you making time while you're in town, man, and looking forward to just collaborating and working together. And I'm excited to come back out to D.C., man.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.